The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, folks. Nice to be with you. Okay, let's sit. Either easing your way in or starting on a dime and dropping everything. Sometimes we have to kind of tunnel our way into the present moment. Sometimes it's right there waiting for us with one breath. Sometimes skillful to kind of palpate the psycho-spiritual body, you know, where does it hurt, what needs our blessing, love, awareness. The loops of thought that won't unwind. The heartaches, anxieties. We just do what we can to give give our blessing. to the surges of energy and body and mind. In this way, our heart becomes more and more available to this breath. We're practicing being softened by all phenomena. By words and images, what we call thinking, by emotion and other sensation. By the breath, all phenomena treated like the Buddha's whisperings. And when the heart loses its suppleness, as it does, as it will, loses its suppleness when we become identified when imperfection it feels like a problem to be solved. When it feels like we must retreat to the headquarters of self and rearrange samsara. When we lose our softness, we soften again. We can actually feel something like this softening, this way that we trust our heart to meet the intensity of the human condition. In the transition from the clenched fist of clinging to the release of letting go, that a movement is a kind of softening. Doesn't mean we're free of discomfort then, or that the softening itself is totally pleasant, but something about it is. The kind of anxiety, agitation of attempting to control this moment that melts away, and just that is a deep relief to something in our heart. And so maybe we're breathing, feeling our body, or hearing sound, or practicing in whatever way we practice. And then there's some noticing of brittleness. And we breathe and soften. All phenomena mean the same thing. Let go. It's a path to freedom, but it's also practicing freedom the way an athlete practices a basketball shot, free throw, or something. We're practicing freedom. Doesn't mean we make the shot. But we practice. Doesn't mean we pretend to like what we don't like or be okay with what doesn't feel okay. But we practice, we rehearse our own freedom.